Reformed Church.
I wrote an article last year about, and you may not see the entire relevance of this because I'm a little bit late on this, but I wrote an article, though, about Halloween, right? And there's relevance. I feel this is important enough because it was important to me. I was thinking about this. Halloween today, as it's celebrated, we know, I mean, there really is no dispute. Not everybody would want to put it this way, but if you do boil it down, I mean, I don't think anyone can really refute the fact that Halloween is a celebration about fear and death. I mean, like, that's, I don't think you could really refute that, right? I mean, I'm not saying everybody celebrates that celebrating Halloween. I'm just saying that the celebration, that's what it is. I mean, there's a reason why all the skeletons come out, all the demons, you know, the plastic ones come out, the decor, and the cobwebs and the haunted houses, and boo is the motto of Halloween. I'm just saying, like, I'm certainly not saying everybody celebrates it for that reason, but I'm saying that's what it is, right? I mean, and again, it's not wrong or anything because of its origins, as the article said, but today, that's how it's celebrated. You know, I just want to share something with you that, you know, when it comes to things like that, if it wasn't clear from the article, when it comes to Halloween, things of that nature, not just Halloween, but anything of that nature, I don't believe that that's fitting for any saint to participate in. And just to cut to the chase, I mean, I don't have a lot of time, so I'm just going to cut to the chase here. I don't want anything to do with Halloween or any kind of celebration that has to do with sin or death. I mean, that's not who I am. We know that's not who we are as believers. I want nothing to do with it whatsoever. So if that wasn't already clear from the article, I'm not going to go trick-or-treating. I will never take my kids trick-or-treating. I will not dress up for a Halloween party. If my kids were going to school, I don't have kids right now, but when I have kids, if my kids were going to public school, which they won't be, but if they were, and they're having a Halloween party and everyone was dressing up that day, they will be absent from school that day. I mean, I'm vehemently against Halloween, not because of Halloween, because I am wholeheartedly against fear and death. Wholeheartedly. I mean, I have zero tolerance for fear. I have zero tolerance for death, just like I would have zero tolerance for sin. I have an equal tolerance for sin or death. If someone had invited my kids to an LGBTQ party, they wouldn't be going. They wouldn't be dressing up for it. If they were having something at school, they wouldn't be dressing up for it. They would have zero participation in it. I have zero tolerance for sin. I'm not saying I do all that perfectly, but I'm saying in my mind, I do not believe in it. I don't believe it's mine. I don't believe it's who I am. I won't have any hand in that. That's my perspective, and I'm going to say this a little bit stronger, too, that I don't think that that's just my perspective on it. I think that's the perspective on it. That is the correct perspective on Halloween. If you hate sin, and I'm going to, listen, this may rock the boat a little bit, but if you hate sin and death enough, that's how you'll feel about Halloween. If you hate fear and death enough, that's how you'll feel about it. I just want to make sure that that's clear because, again, I mean, there's a lot more I wanted to share, but let me say this, that I'm not saying that candy is evil. I'm not saying that dressing up is evil. I'm not saying any of that is evil, those acts. That's nothing wrong. I'm not even saying that any Christian, because there are a lot of Christians that go trick-or-treating, there's a lot of Christians that do that. I'm not saying any Christian that does that is doing that, saying, I'd like to celebrate death or fear and death. I mean, maybe some, but I'm not saying Christians go out for that reason, but I'm just saying that here's an analogy. I use the whole meat sacrifice to idols, if you remember the article, if you've read it. I use that analogy, used it as a sort of a parallel in that article. But let me use that same account that Paul speaks of in the book of Romans. Let me use that for a different parallel, separate from how I used it in the article. Paul, there were people that it bothered their conscience to eat meat that was sold in the marketplace that had previously been of an animal that was sacrificed to an idol. And it was bothering the consciences of some Christians. Paul just wrote to the Romans and said, listen, there shouldn't be any problem eating meat that was sacrificed to an idol. It's just meat, regardless of what it was used for before. It's just meat. Likewise, candy on Halloween, there's nothing evil with the candy. It's just candy, right? It's just candy. There's nothing wrong with candy. There's nothing wrong with eating candy. There's nothing wrong with collecting candy. You can do that when it comes out of a piñata. There's nothing wrong with that, right? But here's the thing, though. Paul did say that there's nothing wrong with meat sacrificed to an idol. But here's another thing. There's a difference between eating meat that was sacrificed to an idol previously and then attending the ceremony of the sacrifice. Everyone hear me on that? There's a difference between eating meat sacrificed to an idol and then attending the ceremony. And when you participate, dress up, do whatever, and listen, God's not mad at you. I'm not saying that you're doing it with some intention. People just don't even think about it. I'm just letting you know that that is a participation in the ceremony. right? I'm not saying you're doing it like if a Christian went to a sacrifice to an idol, they may be there just to eat the meat afterwards. Nothing wrong with the meat, and I'm not saying that Christian would be there for any evil intention. There's nothing wrong with eating meat sacrifice to an idol. But God would never advise you to go to a ceremony or to even participate in it. Likewise, with Halloween, there's nothing wrong with the candy in and of itself. There's nothing wrong with collecting candy in and of itself. There's nothing wrong with dressing up. But just don't attend the ceremony. You get what I'm saying here? The ceremony's no good. Okay, and I don't think this is a personal thing. I think this is just the way that it is. And again, this is not a topic that, I don't think this is high on the Lord's agenda. This is not going to hinder your receiving from God. I'm not saying any of that. But I still think it's correct, though. It is just not fitting for a saint that realized that they've been made alive and raised with Christ to attend a ceremony or to participate in a ceremony in any way, shape, or form that has anything to do with death and fear and all that stuff. It's not for you. I'll just tell you that. It's not for you. It's not for believers. Here's my idea, okay? And I'll give you this real super quick. My idea is, when the church has enough influence, how awesome would it be that we make a call for the church, nationwide and even any other countries that celebrate Halloween, that we make a call to the church nationwide to say, you know what, we want every church to denounce Halloween, to announce it in their churches, we're not celebrating Halloween, but then some other date that is picked, like say earlier in October when the weather's warmer a little bit or something. So that we're going to make a new holiday in replacement of that where kids can still dress up and get candy, but it's going to be based a celebration on some kind of Christian concept, a celebration about Jesus. We're going to do it on this day, and it's not going to be a cheesy holiday like many Christians end up or Christian celebrations end up being. It's going to be a cool, fun thing, and we're going to do it on this day instead so that Halloween can dry up and fall off the calendar. We're going to do it on a different day. We're going to celebrate Jesus in a particular way. And it's going to involve candy, and we're going to call for every Christian that goes to buy candy to give the stores more than they're even charging for the candy so that stores will make a lot of money, and it'll be a big money maker for stores. Just donate to the store from which you buy candy, because any store that can make money on something will cater to any holiday that's a big money maker for them, which is why they start advertising Christmas stuff in August. So, if you give them more money than they're even charging for the candy, the stores will make more money. The stores will make less money on Halloween. They know they'll start catering to Christian symbolism and Christian decor and things like that on this particular day, and we can just dry Halloween right off the calendar, and we can establish a new holiday. And if every Christian did that, I think that would be an awesome thing. So I think that's my idea of it. But I just wanted to share that because it has nothing to do with the holiday really itself. It just has to do with what it stands for. And just participate in things that you believe in. And like I said, if they're having a Halloween party at work or school or whatever, you know what? I'm going to go there dressed in regular garb. The same way if they have an LGBTQ celebration, I wouldn't be wearing a rainbow pin. You know for darn sure I ain't going to do that. You could fire me. I'm not going to wear a rainbow pin. So I just don't want to participate in it. I'm not going to throw my hat in the ring. I'm not going to cast my vote in advocacy for a holiday that has to do with something with everything I'm not. So that's just, again, it's nothing more than that, but I just want to make sure that's clear because that's a great stance. And if we can dry Halloween up instead of participate in it and advocate for it, that'd be pretty cool, right?
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.
Reformed Church.